Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez, three lines from the bottom. Chanan Bisha. Story of Chanan Bisha. We're speaking about yesterday's daf was all about different types of currencies and money, and what type of money is used for, what type of currency is needed for the Chamesh Slaim of Pidgin Aben, and Shloshim Shel Eben, and Onis Mafata, all of the various halachas that come up. So says the Gemara, Chanan Bisha Tokale Lehu Gavra. Chanan Bisha was tokeya in a person. Again, what does tokeya mean? So Rashi quotes a couple of pshatim. Either Rashi says, Maket Chaveru Bazno, either you hit somebody in the ear, or Rashi says, Kan Shamati Tokeya Mamish, Shataka Mi Piv Bazno, you screamed in somebody's ear. Right, or third shot, you clap right outside of somebody's ear. Either way, you damage them in a way that is not visible. Is that chovel? Is that chovel? You don't see any wounding, right? Is that hitting? Is that nezek? That was the shir. Hopefully it's up, or if not, it'll be up soon. The shir related to nezek. Yisurei echiyuve nezek up on the daf be'ion on ou.org. But either way, here, Chanan Bisha was tokeya. So, Oslakavid Rafuna, he came in front of Rafuna, or they brought him in front of Rafuna. Amarle, Rafuna said to him, Havle Palga de Zuza. Give him half a zuz. Why? Because this, as we laid down the rule yesterday, whenever it comes to Kesef Katsuv Batora, it's Kesef Tsuri, and Durabanan is Kesef Medina, and this is Durabanan, and therefore, pay him half a zuz. The problem was, Havle Zuza Macha Bahade. All he had was a whole zuz. He owed a half a zuz, but all he had was a whole worn-out zuz. Question about the girsa here. Our girsa is delo nafik. The Bach takes it out. It wasn't easily used, this piece of money. Right? It was worn out, and nobody really wanted to accept it. But anyway, the important part is that it was double of what he had to give, and nobody had change. So he didn't want to, or maybe if he would have given it, he wouldn't have been able to get change, because nobody would have changed this worn-out coin for him. So what did he do? He took the opportunity. Tukal achrina. The Yave Niele. So he did it again. And once he did it again, said he owed a whole zuz. Okay, so then he gave the whole zuz. He didn't have to worry about the change. Okay, that's why he was called Chanan Bisha. Chanan, the evil one, because he took it into his own in hands. By the way, today's daf also is dedicated by Vadya and Eddie Jacobs, Leland Nishmas, Dr. Chuck Feldman. We're going to thank them for their sponsorship. Okay, we continue. Second line on top. Shloshim Shalavet Chamishim Shalonis Veshamafat Devachulu. All of these knossos. Remember yesterday we spoke about refersh, why an Eved has 30 and nobody else. If you look in the Mishnah had an extra line. That's what the Gemara is bothered by now. The Mishnah said, 5 slam of a Pidyon Ben is Manatsuri. And then the Mishnah says, Shloshim Shel Eved, 50 of Onis HaMefate, and 100 of Motzi Shemra. They're all B'Shekel Kulam. B'Shekel Kulam is Manatsuri. So what did we need those last five words for? We know the first line said, this is Manatsuri, and then we have another five things on the list. We would have understood that as, and also these, the same thing applies. And yet the Mishnah says, Kulam B'Shekel HaKodesh B'Manatsuri. So what is that last phrase adding? Ask the Gemara. Hasulam Ali, Hatan Ali Reisha. We already know in the first line. The first line says, by Pidyon HaBen, that it is Manatsuri. So the last line, why does it have to repeat it? So, Ones u'motzi shemra itzrich. You need it for Ones and motzi shemra. Why? Salkadayta chamina. I would have said, kivan deloksiv behu shkalim. Since it doesn't say shkalim by those two. By all the others in the Torah it says shkalim. But by those two it doesn't. Ema zuze ba'alma. You might have said that is zuze ba'alma. Meaning, if you would have just had the first line in the Mishnah, I would have said, each one has to pay it with whatever currency is alluded to in the Torah, respectively. But not that you need shkalim by each one of these. The first few have shkalim. Rashi notes, Rashi in the first skinny line, Miu pshita lan de be'inach kulus de slime ninhu. By the others on the list, it's obvious that it's slime, which is shkalim. And we said yesterday, sela and shekel is the same. Because of Pidyon HaBen, it says, chamesha shkalim lagugoles. By Eved, it says, shloshim shkalim yitain. Mefat, it says, kesef yishkol. It says shkalim by all of these. The only ones that it doesn't say it by is by Ones and Motzi Shemra. And therefore, I would have thought that Manatsuri in the beginning of the Mishnah, you have to say, understand the Mishnah as respectively. Wherever it says shekel, that's where shekel should apply, and wherever it doesn't say shekel, you should give dinarim. Kamashmal, and that's the chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah. To say that all of them are shekel hakodesh. Why? Back to the Gemara. Kamashmalan, de melef kayalfi mehadadi. Where we learn one from the other, and all of these are compared. Oni Sebefata are definitely compared, but also Motzi Shemra is in there as well. It is compared. Okay. Period. Says the Mishnah Tana, chutz min hashkalim. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to use shava kesef for everything. Kesef or shava kesef, except for shkalim. Machzis a shekel, you can't give something that's worth machzis a shekel. Machzis a shekel has to be the actual shekel. It has to be kesef and not shava kesef. Even though most things in life you can't use shava kesef. So Gemara says, Tana, chutz min hashkalim umayser v'reayon. The Braisa adds on two more. Not only shkalim do you have to use actual coins, and you can't use something that's worth coins, but also meiser. Meiser, Rashi has the gears of meiser sheni. One has to use minted coins for meiser sheni, and not shava kesef. We learned yesterday you could use copper also. You don't have to use silver. That's what we said for the word kesef, ha kesef, riba. That was yesterday. You could use nechoshes, and then you go from nechoshes to kesef, but it has to be actual coins. You can't use shava kesef. So shkalim, meiser sheni, and re'ayon. What is re'ayon? We say it every morning also. To be kona the olas re'iya, and when you're kona the karban, a couple of karbanis that one is obligated to bring when they're ola regel, one of them is the olas re'iya, the ola that comes from related to the mitzvah of re'iya, seeing and being seen in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that also has to be paid for with actual money and not shava kesef. Okay, based on psukim. Shkalim, where do we see these in the psukim or in the sources? Shkalim d'tznan, the Mishnah says, in the second parak in Shkalim, mitzarfin shkalim l'darvonos. I'm allowed to take my shkalim and make them into darvonos. What does this mean? Rashi explains that we didn't each have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to give our shkalim in. Right? There were collectors in different areas. The first mission shkalim. First mission shkalim, right, in 2 months from now, right, Be'ez Hashem, Harry Bana Beis HaMikdash will have it. On the first Rosh Chodesh Adar, there will be people set up here in Beit Shemesh, and they'll collect all the machzis shekel. I don't know if we're close enough to have to go to Yerushalayim, but they'll collect the machzis shekel. And then, once they have all the shkalim, so then what the collectors are going to have to schlep all the shkalim up, they're allowed to take those silver machzis shekel and make them into gold coins to make the schlep less up till the Beis HaMikdash. And they'll know, though, exactly the amount that, the number, the census that comes from the shkalim also. Because they have to change it back, because they put the shkalim dafka in the special shofaros, but at least for the derech, they're allowed to change them. So you see there, though, that only coins are allowed to be used. Okay, you shava kesef. So you could go from, yesterday, you could go from, by Maisha Shani, you could go from nechoshes to more valuable coins. Here we're saying you could go from kesef to zahav. Kesef to zahav, that's what the Mishnah says. That's number one. Meiser, we also know Meiser has to be in minted coins. As we saw yesterday. And Vehare Ayon, and also the Olas Re'iya, Tani Rav Yosef, Shalo Yavi, Siga La Azara. We don't want Siga. We don't want, worn out materials, Siga, to be brought to the Azara. It's not covered, right? Only minted coins that could be used. So those are all three that the Braisa mentions, the two that are added on that were not mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ein podin lo ba'avadim v'lo b'shtaros v'lo b'karkos v'lo b'kdeshos. These four go together in many areas of halacha. Right, one of them by Geneva, which we'll talk about soon. But our Mishnah is talking about Pidyon HaBen. So even though you're allowed to give Shava Kesef for Pidyon HaBen, as we just learned in the last Mishnah on Daf Memtes, but you're not allowed to give Avadim. If I have an Eved Kena'ani, I can't give an Eved Kena'ani to the Kohen in lieu of the five Slaim. Or Shtaros. What does Shtaros here mean? What am I not allowed to use? So Rashi explains, if somebody owes me, the father, five Slaim, and it says on the shtar that he owes me five slime, I cannot give that to the Kohen, so that the Kohen will be able to collect the five slime from my Balchov. That doesn't work. That gets into the sugyas of Osios Niknos B'Mesira. How do you transfer ownership of a shtar? But it's important that the Mishnah has to tell us And we'll see, based on the pasuk, that shtaros are not allowed to be used. There are certain types of other documents that can be used. Let's say paper money. Paper money, can paper money be used? We use coins. But what about paper money? Lachar, that's not shtaros. That's gufo mamon. Right? Shtaros that we're talking about here is ein gufo mamon. It is a shtar that says somebody owes me money. But if it's actual money, if it's paper money, or that should work. At least it's shava kesef, right? What about a check? What about a check? So that's not gufo mamon, right? Is that like a shtar that it's going to be paid in the future, right? Is the transaction done if I pay for something in a check before they go collect it from the bank? No, the check could bounce. Chas v'shalom. Right? The check can bounce, right? So who says this is money? It's not actual money. So each of these are discussed. If you look in, I forgot to bring it, Pidyon HaBekel Chasa, they talk about all of these, maybe as of tomorrow, I'll try to bring it in, all of these items, what could be used for Pidyon HaBed. So not Avadim, not Shtaros, for sure, the one that we're talking about is a Shtar Balchov, that somebody owes me money, Velo Bekarkaos, and you can't give a piece of Karka, Velo Bekteshos, and you can't give hektish. What does that mean? So, look, we'll talk about what's hektish. Hektish is not mine. So, what are we talking about? So, those are not usable. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Tzadik Beis, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, he says, well, just like by kiddushin, you can't be mekadesh a woman with a loan, but you mekadesh a woman with what's called hana'as milveh, the hana'ah that a woman would get, not the money that comes from the loan, but the hana'ah that the woman's going to get. So he says that the hanoah of all these things also should work. Hanoah savadim and hanoah shtaros, and it's not you're not being poded with the actual items. You're being poded with the intangible hanoah that comes from these items. If it is five selas value worth of hanoah, so that should work too, just like it works by kiddushin. Says the Menachas Chinuch in Shin Tzadik Beis Os Ches. V'hine bavadim v'shtaros v'karkos imnozi l'kohen v'omer lo behanaas matana zu yihye padui bevadai padui kemo b'kiddushin behanaas mechilas milve af de milve atzma eina mekudeshes ayin kiddushin vavam abeis v'hachanami. That's the sugya over there. That he says it should work with the hana'as milveh. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, kasav l'kohen, shehu chayiv lo he sla'im, chayiv liten lo, ubno eno padui. What if I give another shah that we didn't mention, an IOU? I give a coin, an IOU that says, I owe you five sla'im. You know what that halacha is? Chayiv liten lo, you have to give him an extra five slaim based on your shtar, your IOU, what's called shtar admei, b'noein apadui. But it doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen. Basically, the father has to give 10 slaim now. He has to give 5 slaim for Pidyon HaBen, and he has to give the extra 5 slaim because what he obligated himself in by giving this shtar. Lefichach, the only way out is, imratz ha-kohen liten lo b'matana rashoi, after you pay, the coin give it back to you. If he wants. Rashi says, there's no other way out besides this. Takanta achriti leka. There's no other way out, but this is what one has to do. Why doesn't this work? So we will have to see. The Gemara will talk about it. Why doesn't this work? But that is the halacha. If you look in the Achronim wonder why the father would have to pay 10. Why? Because he tried to obligate himself in order for Bidyon HaBen. Once it doesn't work, why don't we say mekachtos? So Megatos, he didn't want to do it. He thought this was going to help him out and work for the five slime. So it doesn't work, so it should be batel. Why does it work? So Samach wrote him, the Shah HaMishpat says, you know what you see from here? We're going to see in the Gemara that this is a Durabanan problem, not a Daraisa problem. You see from here that there's no Megatos if the problem is only of rabbinic nature. That's what the Shah HaMishpat says based on this line, right? You see, because why else would he still have to pay the 10 slime? You should say it's a Megatos. The Rashi's Bikurim quotes this question as well, Rav Weinberg. Shamati makshim, amai lo havi nesina betoos, halo nasan rak al dasha yola pidyon, vikanshi itztarich liftos shenis mi derabanan, neima adaiti dahachi lo nasan. Just say that, you know, they didn't give al daiti dahachi. So on the bottom of the Rashi's Bikurim, right, the new Rashi's Bikurim that that I'm using. When did this come out? Did this come out just for this year? No. Tavshin Samach Vav. Okay. Tavshin Samach Vav. Maybe for the last. The last one. So if you look on the bottom, he quotes that Shahar Mishmat. Hochiach Mikan Deichid Ika Rakisu Drabana Lohavi Mechatos. And Hachanami, you would say the same thing. But the Reish Bikurim does not go down that derech. The Reish Bikurim says, no. According to the Rambam, you don't have as much of a problem. Which Rambam? The Rambam who says in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach that if somebody thinks it's mutter to be makdish Baal Mum. Somebody thinks that. They don't realize that there's an Isser. Somebody thinks it's mutter to be makdish Baal Mum. The Rambam says it's not hektish taus. Because you thought it was mutter. So according to Rambam here, the same thing. Torah Bedin is not called Hekdash Petos. You see the same thing by Pidgin Aben. The problem is the Ravid there argues. So what would you suggest for the Ravid? So it says the Reishis Bikurim beautifully. Put this on the list along with the Ksos that we discussed earlier, which hopefully we'll talk about again today. V'dir Alenias Daiti Liyashev. Dekan, there's no Kinyan here. There's no Mekach, which we say is Taus. No Kinyan that requires full das. Remember the Ksos? The Ksos says you might be able to give a Kohen Katan the five slime. Why? This is a Nesina. This isn't a Hakna'ah. Right? The famous discussion of the Ksos by Hilchas, by Ms. Gittin. Maybe Gittin is also a Nesina, not a Hakna'ah. That's how it could be Balkarcha of the woman. But it says the Reishis Bikurim. Tahab de ba'alma Kinyan betoos Choser hatam mishum. Why is it usually Choser? Because the Bechol Kinyan boy Kavan of a Ratzon. You need kavan and ratzon. V'im ta'a, hari v'emes lo hayarizono. If it was a mistake, I didn't want it. V'adad d'hachi lo hikna. And therefore the kinyan, I don't want to do. V'chein gabi hektash v'hefker v'chayotzi v'zeh. Every type of kinyan. Masha'enkin gabi pidyon ha-ben. T'lo bo'inon hakna'a rak nisina greda. K'mo priyas balchov. It's not a kinyan here in the full sense of the word. K'masha kasa v'aksos. Reishmem gimel dalet. T'bemadnes kuhuna lo bo'inon dasacharas makneh. As we'll see, the kiva lo ba'ina kavan of a ratzon lo shayech nesina betoos, and therefore there's no the regular rules of mekatos do not apply in this case. V'yalkein kan shehoel apidyo minatorah uminatorah avi nesina b'manas kahuna ina mochiv la'achzir af shanesina ha'isa betoos. Those 2 days in the achronim. Why is it here that he'd have to give the extra money even though he's not happy about it? Either because it was only a durabanan problem, or the Reishis Bikurim says it's a nesina, not akna. So put this on the list of nafkaminas, how the quote-unquote kinyan of pidyon haben has different halachas. Number one, it could even be betaus. Number two, could even be maybe to a katan. That's two. Gotta keep adding to the list. How is this kinyan unique than other kinyanim? Okay, period. Weiter, Mastisa, end of the Mishnah. Hamafrish pidyon beno ve'avad. If somebody is mafrish pidyon ben, and then it gets lost before it gets to the hands of the Kohen, chayev bachrayuso. He's chayev bachrayus. He's not yotze the mitzvah until it gets to the hands of the Kohen. Shenemar, right? Unlike what? Let's say I'm mafrish truma, and then it gets lost. I don't have to be mashlim to the Kohen if I didn't give it to him yet. I separate my truma, and then my field is, and the area where I put the truma is flooded, and it totally gets ruined. Right, so now I just do nothing. I'm not stealing. Gezel Hashavet. I didn't eat it. If I eat it, Durabanan, I'm sorry, if I eat it Bishogegs, then I have to pay. It's Gezel Hashavet. But if it gets ruined, then it's not that I have to do anything. Okay, so that's why here, that's the Chiddush. If you're mafresh it and it gets lost, then the Pidyon did not happen yet. And Chayav Bachrei Yusa Shneemar, Yihyeh Lecha Upado Tifteh. Right, the Yelacha should be in the future for him, and then right after, connected to that, juxtaposed next to that is Pado Tifta. Period. Says the Gemara, Masis and Dolka Rabbi, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi. Detanya Rabbi Omer, Bakol Podin Bachar Adam, Chutz Minha Shtaras. Even though our Mishnah has 4 exclusions, Rabbi only has 1. He only excludes Shtaris, not the other ones on the list. My time up. And Bezrim, tomorrow I'll try to remember to bring the Pidyon Megil Chasa to go through some of the other types of Shtaris, checks, and the like. My time up, de Rebbe. What is the reason Rebbe excludes only Shtaros? Darish ribuye umi ute. As we know, there are many different ways to darshin the Torah, or the Yugimo Midos. Sometimes there's difference in Mesorah what you use, because sometimes you could use one of more darshaning tools. You could use Ribui Umiyet, you could use Klal Prado Klal, and Ribui Umiyet would be more inclusive. So that's the machlokas here. Rabbi darshins Riba Umiyet as follows. Ufdu Yomi Ber Chodesh Tifte Riba. redeem from a month old. Be'erkecha kesev chamesha shkalim miyet. That's a specific. That dafka with chamesh, 5 shekel. Tifta, riba, or tifta includes more. Riba, umiyet, v'riba, riba hakol. So you include everything. My rabbi, rabbi kalmili, you include everything. My miyet, you exclude the most minimal halacha that you can. Miyet shtaris. So shtaris, out of all four, interestingly, which one would you have picked? Which one is the least connected to actual kesef? Rebbe picked shtaris. That's the one out of the four. Hekdesh karka and avadim to exclude. Okay, v'rabbanon darshi klal uprat. Our mishnah darshes klal uprat, which is more exclusive. Ufdu yomi ben chodesh klal be'erkecha kesef chamesha shkalim prat. So here you go by principles, you don't go by specific exclusions. You only exclude similar to the prat. Or you include only similar to the prat. Ma prat mufurash, davar hamital to the gufa mamon. Just like the prat, the specific mentioned in the Torah is kesef. It is something that is movable. Davar hamital tel v'gufo mamon. And it inherently is money. Of kol davar hamital tel v'gufo mamon. So to anything that is movable and that inherently is money itself, that is what can be used for pidyon haben, excluding all of the ones that are similar to the exclusion. Yatsu karko she'ein metaltelin, excluding karka, which is not movable. Yatsu avadim shehukshu lekarkos, excluding avadim, which are compared to karkos, as it says, l'resh ha'chuzav v'snachaltem osam, in the pasik, comparing evit to karka. Yatsu shtaros she'av al pi shemetaltelin ein gufan mamon, and excluding shtaros, even though they are movable, they're not gufa mamon. How do you know they're not gufa mamon? If I burn your shtar that says Reuven owes you money, so what's that called? That's not Nezik, that's Garmi. So that's Garmi, because that was a Dapi Inshir a couple of weeks ago, because that's not Gufa Mamon. Somebody owes me money. Right? So therefore, it is excluded. Just,
otherwise, Avadim...
Otherwise, they would be good.
Yeah, it's Metaltalin and Gufa Mamon.
Avadim is considered Metaltalin. Yeah. If without the Hekesh to Karkos, right, would they also be excluded by some of the others? They are Metaltel. Physically, they are metaltel. Are they gufa mamon? Are they any worse than any other shava kesef? Any worse than any other shava kesef? So they're not. They don't symbolize money, but so it could be. It could be maybe other exclusions work as well. Two ha'aris, one short and one a little lengthier. That is number one. The achronim just point out that this gemara seems to be against the Rambam. This gemara has on a daraisa level excluding shtaris. On the Daraisa level, you can exclude shtaris. The Rambam holds, we discussed this a couple of days ago when we discussed the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam about Arevus, when we discussed it. The Rambam holds that you can only sell a shtar midrabanan. If I have a shtar that Reuven owes me money, and I sell it to somebody, the rights to collect, that mechir is only chal dirabanan. That's the Rambam and the Rif. The Araisa, you cannot sell a shtar. Sell a shtar. If it says that Reuven owes me money, so how could you collect with that? You're not me. So the Rambam and the Rif hold Mechira Shtaros only Drabanan. Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis in Hilchas Mechira. Kinyan Hashtaros Kederach Hazos Midivrei Sofrim. Aval Min HaTorah Ein Harayos Niknos El Aguf Hadavar Hakanui Bovad. Doesn't work. Kinyan Shtaros are only Drabanan. So the Kesef Mishnah there on the Rambam asks a similar question to our Gemara. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Vav has shtaras being excluded from Ona'a based on a pasik. What do you need the pasik for? You can't sell it anyway, Daraisa. Similar question. Are anu mamatin ba'azov shtaras me Ona'a? Da'achem mina hasam. V'chisimkru memkru ala misecha. Konam yanu misecha. Darai nikra b'yaliyat. Yasu shtaras. Ein gufan mamon. V'nemru tirutzim harbe b'kush yazu. Many answers have been given to answer this question. V'hayoser nachonu mashakasav aran b'hakosev. I like the Ran. What the Ran says in Ksubis and Perek Hakosev, De Iker Kralim Uti Avadim Bekarkos Asa. Via Filo Hachim Afkin and Shtaris Meona, Lefish Ein Bechlal Hakasav Eladavar Hamitalta Vagufo Kanui Umachor. Avamidi Achmini Lo, Hilkoch Shtaris Lemechira Drabanan. The Pasuk is not really the Iker for that Shtaris. We throw it in there. But it's not really the pasik that is coming to exclude that. It wouldn't work anyway, because it is a shtar, and the mechira only works durabanan, and that's why you wouldn't have ona. Okay, so maybe you have to say the same thing here. Slav dafka. right? The other ones on the list are the real Iker exclusions of the pasuk. We just throw in Shtaris, but you're right, Shtaris wouldn't work either because it cannot be sold. The Ravid there argues on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Lo min hashemuze, Ela mipnei shehalova omer lilokeach, ani lo shibadti lecha etatzmi. The Lova could say, I wasn't mishabed myself to you. That's why it can't work. But that is, what does that mean? So what's the Ravid arguing on? Is the Ravid saying that you could sell it to Oraisa, but you have this other problem, and this is why you could be mochel it? Or lechor, that's what the Ravid is saying. Really, you could sell it to Oraisa. The Rambam is explaining, the previous halach on the Rambam is the concept of mocher shachov shmuel's din. Mocher shachov lechaveiro v'chazor machlu machol. Why does it work? The Rambam says you can be mochel the shtar that you sold because you only sold it on a Drabana level. The Ravid says, no, you sold it on a Oraisa level. You can be mochel it because of the shibud. There's no direct shibud. That's like what Rabbi Tam said in Ksubis, what we quoted a couple of days ago. Okay, so that is the Rambam and the Ravid. So a little difficult to work out. How does the Rambam read our Gemara, which requires a pasuk to exclude from Pidyon HaBen? The other way out of it is to say that what we said just a few moments ago. If Pidyon HaBen is not a real Mechira, there's no real transfer, there's more of a symbolic Nesina, so then maybe the Rambam would agree that it could be done at the Raisa level. Is it really a Shibud that you're giving over and now he's Meshubed to the Kohen? The Torah is Meshabed! The Torah creates the Shibud. So maybe it could be a rule breaker in terms of a Pidyon HaBen. It's another, I didn't see anyone who says it, but it could be that could be on the list as well for Pidyon HaBen being an Asina, not a Haknah. This could be on the list too. Avadim being Hukash Lekarkos is a very large topic. We mentioned this in the past, but just one Ha'ara, and that is in the Karka of Gezel, it is a big discussion. But the Gilyan Ashas, based on Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, asks a question, Rabbi Kiviger, they ask a question, and that's where all the action is in the Achronim. Because Tosfos there seems to say, even though we generally assume Karka ain't an Exelus, and Avadim follow Karka, but if you would have a case where you would have movable Karka, how would you have movable Karka? Tosfos gives an example. If, I won't talk about Reuven, right? We have enough of Reuven today. If Zvulun lets Yisachar build his sukkah on his property, Zvulun says, Yisachar, please build your sukkah on my property. So he lets him, and then after Yisachar builds his sukkah, so Zvulun throws him out. Zvulun throws him out of the sukkah that Yisachar had just built. So there, that's a sukkah, it's movable, and it's considered karka, mechubal karka, and it's nixelus. So Tosfos comes up with a case that you could come up with a case of karka and nixelus. Rabbi Kiva Eger there asks, so what about avadim? Isn't avadim an example of movable karka? And therefore, why are avadim excluded from all the halachas of Geneva and Gezela? Why does the Gemara at the beginning in Parak Meruba exclude avadim from kefel? Vasil and Evad, I should have to be kefel. Why is it excluded? Because it's compared to karka, but karka also. You could come up with hechi timsis that it can be movable. So why don't you say the same thing by avadim? That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gilyan Ashas on that Tosfos, and all the Achronim try to figure out exactly how to answer this question. Maybe there are different elements of a Geneva. There's a Maisa Geneva, there's an Isser Geneva, there are Kinyani Geneva. Some of them do apply, some of them don't apply. Others say, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says that you always have to look at the halachic context. What are we talking about? Sometimes we're talking about Mechubar and Talush. Sometimes we're talking about karka and metaltalin. And he says, in every area of halacha, it works differently. Avadar mehukash lakarkos, when the rule and the standard is karka, but not when the standard is mechubar. Because avadim are not mechubar. They might have the halachic status of karka. So you have to look. He talks about avodah zarah and me'ila and geneva. Right? All of those have to be looked at. Talush l'basov chibro. That's So what do you look? It's in the Shiurei Harav in Hilchos Shechita, page Sadik Vav and Sadik Zayin. So also quoted in the Chiddushi Hagram VaHagrid, that sefer that was put out many years ago. So that is all related to the status of avadim in halacha. How much are they hukash lakarkos, and how much are they not? Okay, that's why it always says hukash lakarkos. It doesn't say they're merchubar. Good. Let's continue. So what did we just say? Machlokas Rebbe in our Mishnah. Rebbe says, Ribui Umiyet, and that's why you include everything except for Shtaros, while the Mishnah excludes the others because we assume they're Klaloprat. Amalei Rabbeinu Lemar, V'Rebbe Ribui Umiyet Darish. Does Rebbe, when he has the choice, always darshan ribui umiyet? No. But Rebbe klali uprati darish. We see Rebbe darshan's klalu prat by Marzeya. By Marzeya, we had this earlier. See on the side, Dachlam and Zion. Marzeya, which type of tool can be used to bear a hole in the ear of my Eved? Which kind of tool? So the Gemara says, Tanya, Marzeya is one type of sharp tool. Ainli, Ela Marzeya, I only know you can only use a Marzeya. Minay la Rabos, how do you know you can use Hasol, Vasir, Vamachar, Vamachte, Vamachte? How do you know you can use all of these sharp instruments? Rashi earlier describes exactly what each of these are. He says it here again a little bit. Uses a splinter, a machtev. Rashi says an eight. Right, some type of writing instrument. How do you know you can use any of these? Tamalomar velakachta. Larabos called davar shenilkach biyad. Velakachta, take anything that you can take biyad, you could use any sharp instrument. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Marzeya. Rabbi says, it says Marzeya. Ma Marzeya miyucha shalmateches, av kol shalmateches. Right, Rabbi says, no, you gotta use anything metal. Can't use anything non-metal. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi darish kalu uprati. Rabbi darish is kalu prat, which is more exclusionary. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, darish ribui miyute. So how do you say that in our context by Pidyon HaBen, Rabbi darshins ribui miyate? You see over there, he darshins kalu prat. So whenever you have a choice, shouldn't you be consistent? So answer the Gemara in Ba'alma Rabbi kalu uprati darish. Really, generally, he darshins kalu prat like he does over there. Does over there. Our Mishnah, Rebu Yomiyat, you know why he does that? Because this isn't a regular case. Vahacha, because the ton of the Rabbi Yishmael. Because like Rabbi Yishmael says, the ton of the Rabbi Yishmael, Bamayim, Bamayim, Shtei Pa'amim. Whenever you have the two general words, it's not Klal Uprat or Klal. Let's say you have Klal, Klal, Prat. You have the two general words next to each other, and the prat after them. So then Rebbe says, in that case, you don't darshan it as a kalo prat, there you darshan it as a ribi umiyat. So that's what happens there. Rebbe Yishmael says it by the kosher fish, b'mayim b'mayim shtei pa'amim, ein zeh kalo prat el ribi umiyat. That's what Rebbe Yishmael does, and that's what Rebbe follows. V'rabbanan amri, kedamri b'kamrin b'marava. The Rabbanan who darshan klalu prat, even in the cases where the klals are next to each other, they say, like it says in Eretz Yisrael, komakam shata motzi shtei klalos hasmuchim zelazeh. Any place where you have two klalos next to each other, hatel prat b'neim v'donim b'klalu prat. You throw the prat in between, and you say it's still a klalu prat. Okay, so Rebbe usually darshins it as klalu prau, klalu prat, klal uprat uklal, unless they're next to each other, and therefore he wouldn't. This psukim of bamayim bamayim, the context is by the kosher fish. If you remember, Rashi quotes the last five lines: ezet tochlu mikol asher bamayim asher lo snapir v'kaskasas bamayim. In all mayim you need. And then it says after that, by yamim, ban chalim, that's mashma only yamim, so it says mayim, mayim, and then it says yamim, ban chalim, the kosher fish. If you remember, we discussed back in the mitzvah shir, those who listened the couple of months ago, we know the rules and regulations for kosher fish, right? You need the fins and the scales. What is that? The achronim discussed, but it has halachic ramifications. Are those simanim, literally, or sibot? Siman or siba, as we like to say. Are those kosher signs the creators of the status of being kosher? Or do those just reflect that this animal is kosher? L'may nafkamina, what if you know it's a kosher fish without the simanim? In the Ma'oris HaParsha, they have a quote, a discussion of the Achronim, that lately they came up with a way to grow fish without fins and scales, genetically created from the kosher fish. So, is that okay? They don't have fins and scales, but they're from kosher fish. So, do we say Hayosei Minatar Tar? They're Tar, because you know, that would mean that the Simanim are exactly that. They're Simanim. They reflect that it's kosher, but if you know that it's kosher even without the Simanim, so then it would be okay. Or do you say, no, they're Siba. And without these simanim, so then it's going to be a problem. He said that many achronim say, the kinyutar and others, that even if you want to say it is siman and it should be mutter, it's very delicate. And one shouldn't matri it, because then who knows what's going to happen in the future, in a generation or two, when we have all these fish, it's going to be too confusing. Fish, kosher fish without fins and scales. So it doesn't, the ishlomer, after da karpion, carp. Yesh lanu mesores bo shu dak tahor ulam rakim yesh lo kashkasim. Aval im yefchu lemin acher mishahaya mitchilas hayetzira b'li kashkasim ve'ein hu asil gadel acher kach shuv yesh lachu shema b'meshach hazman yizdamin odak tamei b'lo kashkasim. You're going to get mixed up, and therefore it is not a good idea. That is number one by the kosher fish. We also mentioned then a beautiful thought, the message of the two signs of the kosher fish. Fins and scales. What's the message? What's the message of the fins and the scales? And why dafka two signs, not one sign? This is a take-home thought from the Yagdol Torah, quoting from Rav Shaul Alter. Says, what's the message? What do fins do and what do scales do? Scales protect. Scales are the armor of the fish. The fins help the fish move. So what am I thinking in life? As long as I protect myself, as long as I'm sur meira, and I'll do it, I'm okay. Says, no. Life's not only about the protection and the scales. It's about the fins. It's about swimming forward. It's about moving. Right? It's not just about one. And you can't also swim forward unless you're protected also. Works both ways. He says, "Shemistavkin yeshlem ke'il shemistavkin l'shmar mistavkin." That it's enough l'shmar al kayam mashkiim rakadesha ben lo yipol v'lo yikashel v'zeh nikra kashkashes. So rak gamas asnapir sheyuchol lashut ulitkadeim litrachem. You got to swim in life. L'hag l'torah l'hadir v'zeh rab zechazal. And that's what Chazal even say in Maseches Nida, where the Gemara there says there is no such fish that has fins that doesn't have scales. Right, the Mishnah says, "Kol sheyesh lo kashkashes, yesh lo sapir." Right, so why is it every fish that has scales has fins? So why does the Torah have to say both signs? Just say scales, right? So, lahagdol Torah lahadir. That's what the Gemara says. So what does that mean? So he's saying this is what it means. It says both signs to give you the message. Lahagdol Torah, you have to keep going. You have to swim. Shesorak gam etzim tara sheni shel sapir hashiifa legodol iskadeim lo rak pagashmius alagam baruchnius. Got to keep going. Oh, to do b'chor zunav just for that part. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, bottom line. V'lo b'hekdeshos. You can't use hektish to redeem the pidyon haben. So what are we talking about? Pshita l'avdi deininu. It's not mine. So of course I can't use a dvar hektish to redeem my son. So ema v'lo hekdeshos b'chol elu. You're right, we misunderstood. It means that all these other items, the other ones, avadim, shars, and karkos, also cannot be used by hektish. Can be used to be poda hektish. That's what it means. Hektish is not on the list, but it's just another ramification. Next, kasa l'kohen shuchayev l'chamesha slayim chayev l'itin lo v'chulu. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, if I give a kohen an IOU, I owe you 5 slayim, so now I have to pay him 10 slayim. I give him 5 for the what the shtar I just gave him, and for the pidyon haben. So amar Ula. Ula said this is a din d'rabbanan. Dvar Torah b'no padu l'kishe yitein. Mida oraisa, if I give him an IOU, and then I pay him later what I owe him. So, l'kishayitain, when I pay him, it works. I should only have to give him 5. Uma taima ein bro padui. Why do we say not that you have to give 10? Gezeira shema yomer po de mishtar. People might think that the pidyon occurred with the original IOU. And later you're just paying him for something else. You can pay him an obligation, whatever, another condition. But really, the ikker pidyon happens earlier. So therefore, that is the problem, and that's why we say it doesn't work even after you give the money later. Tani Tanakam Eder of Nachman, Bino Padui Likishayitain. The Bryce in front of Rav Nachman said, it works when you give it. Amalei Rav Nachman, Zudevi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Stimata. Stimta. Right, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amri la zudevrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, stimta. Aval v'chachalim omrim, ein b'no padui. But I say the Amish says, ein b'no, v'ilch zein b'no padui. We say it doesn't work on a drabbanan level. Period. L'fichach, emar tzakon, litin, l'b'matan rashoi. And therefore, if the Kohen wants to give it back, you're allowed to give it back. He's allowed to give it back. That's the only way for him to get the money back. You got to give 10, and then he can give back 5. Tanina l'adotan rabbanon. This fits into the following. Nasnu la'asar kohanim basachas yatsa. What if I put down my 5 slime in front of 5 kohanim, and I run? In front of 10 kohanim. So it works. I'm yotze. If I put it in front of 10 kohanim. Bazeh achar zeh. Whoa. One after another, yatsa. You're also yotze. What does bazeh achar zeh mean? So this is question of the Girsa in Rashi. 2 Girsos in Rashi. Second skinny line. Rashi says, according to our Girsa, what is Bezachar Zeh? Ula Kohen Acher. Haki Tanya Lobatosef to Yatza. Kohen Acher. What does that mean? I give little by little. I give one cell to this Kohen, one cell to that Kohen, one cell to that Kohen. That's this Girsa. You see on the side, it changes it to Echad. If I give it to one Kohen, Bezeh Achar Zeh. So that's a Shaila. It's a Shaila in the Achronim, which Girsa is correct. Could you give it to, could you give one Sela to five different Kohanim? No, you might say that one Kohen, if you give it in incrementally, that would work. But five different Kohanim, so no Kohen got five slime. So that's a question about the Girsa in Rashi here. Good. Notzlo vehechziru lo yatza. If the Kohen took it and gave it back, yatza. The Kohen is allowed to give back the five slime. It can't be that it wasn't a kinyan in the first place. But if it was a full kinyan, he could give it back. Vekachayim and Agal Shrabi Tarfin. Shayinotel Machzer. Rabbi Tarfin, who was a Kohen, used to take it and give it back. Ukishashama Chachamim Medavar. The Chum heard about it. Amru. Kiyim Zeh Halachazu. The Chum said, oh, Rabbi Tarfin did this mitzvah. Did this halacha. Halachazu Vesula. What? He only did this halacha. He didn't do any others. Ela Kiyim Zeh Af Halachazu. Rabbi Tarfin even did this. Meaning he knew this halacha. That after you take it, one is allowed to give it back. Rabbi Chanina Avi Raga B'Shakel Umadar. Rabbi Chanina needs to do that too. Rabbi Chanina was ragil to take it and give it back. Chazi Lahu Gavra Davi Ka'azav Asi Kamei. One time, he performed a pidyon haben, and then he noticed that the father was always hanging around him. Right? Obviously, waiting to get it back. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chanina realizes that the father probably didn't even have Gemira's Das originally then, to give it. So he says, Logamat V'yehivis! You didn't have Das to give it! Midam bish. You did something bad. Right, or midam bish avata on the side it adds in. Meaning, it didn't work. Hilkach ain't bincha. Ain't bincha padui. Right, it doesn't work. You didn't give it with a full das. Ain bincha padui. Again, now we have two deus in Rashi, not two girsos in Rashi. Your son is not padui. Rashi says, ain bincha padui im achziraim. If I return it, it's not going to be padui. If I return it, mashma from that day in Rashi, if I don't return it, then it's going to work, even though you didn't have good das. What does that sound like? Bal karchach. Even though you didn't give it properly, I'm going to keep it, and therefore it's going to work. That's the first day in Rashi. Look at the next day in Rashi, Elshanacher, afilu lo achziram im bincha padui. Wow. Even if I don't give it back, your bincha is not going to be, your son is not going to be padui. Meaning, you got to have kavana. You got to have kavana, proper kavana, to give this to the Kohen. If not, even if you don't get the money back, it's not going to work. That is a huge discussion in the Achronim. Those two days in Rashi. Okay. Anyway, relating to this practice of always giving it back, Tosfos talks about in the end of Tosfos Hilkach that these Tanaim must not have done it all the time. They did it sometimes. They didn't make it a practice. You know why? Because if they made it a practice, then they wouldn't give it to any other Kohen. They'd give it to this problem. They have this problem. But also, everybody will know to give it to these Kohenim. It's like Kohenim Asayed with Beis Agronus. Kind of, they know that you're always going to give it back. They'll always use you. So that's why they must have just done it a bunch of times, but not always. But this is their choice. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in a tshuva, very important tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says in Chelek Aleph, this is Chelek Aleph, Kuf Nun Hey, I've seen the minug of many pikonim that return the pidyon. He says, Nachon hu be'enai. It's a very good minug, v'tov v'yasha lino kein tamid. You always got to give it back. Why? Because we have kohanim Mechuzakim, not Kohanim Yuchasim. So who knows if he has a Kohen anyway? So he says, even though Tosfos says you shouldn't do it, it shouldn't be Ragil, Hani Mili B'Kohanim Yuchasim. Ava B'Kohanim Chazaka, Ba'al Makia Idna, nowadays where no Kohen knows, Vadai, Ava Gav De Lechumra, Azlina B'Hu Lechol Mili, Uparkinon B'Chorim Al Yadayu, Bishim De Lo Efshar Ba'achrini, Mi'ola Hakelo. Meaning, lahotzi mamon meha'av misafek. And therefore, ein kohen yafe lahafkia mamon becheskasan hagruim. And therefore, you should give it back, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Ukim'at sh'ani omer de midina tzricha lahachzir. I'm close to say that midina. Ulafachos kol kohen yachush la'atzmo lifrosh misafek gezel shema eino kohen. And then he adds, listen to this. You have to give five slum to every Kohen you ever meet. Because maybe the latest one is the real Kohen. They say the Gra used to do that. He used to go, Gra was a Kohen, or whenever you see me in the Kohen, he used to give him five slum. Dugma ledavar, chalitza psula, v'l tzarich alachzor akol ha'achin. Right? So it's just a remez. Omeyaitama nami, and listen to this. Meyaitama nami, ben kohenes v'levia, yishlov doso achsha misafek. Wow. If your mother's a levia or a kohenes, you should also maybe redeem misafek. To my shnami, call sveka daraisa. To call my de'efshalot kune misaknina, and lasesi de'safek, bechol tatstiki, de'ikal amevet. He says, a ben if your father's a kohen, don't. Because then it might lead you to think you're not a Kohen. You might marry a Grusha Chalutz or something like that. But in terms of if your mother's a Kohenes or a Levia, this is not the Minug. But there, Yaakov Emden writes, again, Chelik Aleph, Simin Kufnin Hay, that because, right, we don't have, we're not Vadai, so Lechora, I would say that you may even should do it, even if your mother's a Kohen or a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi. Just finishing up, says the Gemara, Minola, an Amr Shimon Lakish, how do you know? How do you know that your Chayav Achrayas until the Kohen gets it? Minola, an Amr Shimon Lakish, Asya Erech Me'erchin. You learn it from Erechin. You learn it from, just like Me'erchin, you're not, your Chayav Achrayas until the Beis HaMikdash gets it. So too, by Pidgin Aben. Rav Dimi Amar Bionasan, V'chol B'chor Banecha Tivdeh, V'lo Yira'o Fanai Rekam. V'yelav Rekam Rekam, Yelos Re'iyah. You learn it from there. Ma'olos Re'iyah Chai Bach Re'yusah, Pidgin Aben Chai Bach Re'yusah. So you learn it from Erechin or Olos Re'iyah. Ma'askev Lara Papa, Krolakra. What are we quoting Psukim for? The Mishnah quoted a Pasuk. What do we have to quote a Pasuk for? The Mishnah quoted a Pasuk. So El Amar Papa, you're right. Ha, Kidiktani Taima, Yelacha Ach Pado Tivdeh. You're right. You go by the Pasuk in the Mishnah, the Chi Itmar, the Reish Lakish, our Reish Itmar. Reish Lakish was talking about the different halacha, an earlier Mishnah in the Perek. Meis Lakash Shloshim Yom. If the kid dies after 30 days, Avishlo Nasan Yitain. The father has to pay if the kid dies after 30 days. Minolan, Amrishim and Lakish, Asi Erech Me Erechin. By Erechin, 30 days is the cutoff. Rav Dimi, our Rabbi Yonasan, V'chol B'char B'necha Tivtev, Lo Yerof Anay Rekam. Mala Halon Yershon Chayavim. Just like there, the Yershon Chayiv in the Olas Rei, if their father died. Afkan Yershon Chayavim, so too here. Okay, so that takes us through to the Mishnah. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we finish up our discussions of Pidyon HaBen. Be'ez Hashem, one more daf, and then we get into the last parak of Maseches Bechoros, all about Meiser Behema, the last 10 blot or so of the parak. We'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Yannetti Jacobs, Lili Nishmas, Dr. Chuck Feldman, Yehi Zichro Baruch. We thank them for the sponsorship of this week's daf.